Why am I so tired?
I've been up since 2 o'clock. I know I'm going to need a nap this afternoon, but I got a bunch of stuff to do this afternoon, so I'm going to be busy from probably about 9 o'clock till about 4 o'clock with no sleep. And I haven't even had coffee yet because I'm not going to drink coffee and have it affect me later on when I do try to sleep.
Oh, that's a shame. Coffee doesn't affect me in that way. I mean, I think it in the morning it helps me a little bit, but I've never had it hinder me in the evening, so I'm glad for that. Speaking of which, I think I need to get a coffee. Oh, man, just dragging ass today. I don't know what it is.
Yesterday was frustration for me. I had that Amazon package arrive. Said at 11 o'clock it would be there between 11 and 12:30. Or excuse me, 2:30. 11 and 2:30. Okay, I can live with that. So I'm watching the tracker. The tracker with the truck was one block north of me on a street right across the fence from the north end of my subdivision or my campus here. I saw the truck. I could see it. What did he do? He pulled out of the subdivision and went to your subdivision and then went east and north all the way up to 13 and Mound, and he didn't get to my place to almost 6 o'clock. He was a block away, and I had to wait 5.5 hours for him to get here after he was a block away. And people wonder why I don't use Amazon or sign up for Prime.
Hey, as long as they get it to you when they promise. See, that's my problem. It's when they say it'll be there on Tuesday and then it's not there till Thursday. That drives me up the wall. But, you know, if they said it's going to be there and whether it's there at 12 or 2 or 4, I guess it got there when they said, right? So, who knows why they do that? I don't know. I've never really followed it. I don't know. Not every package gives you that. I've noticed. I don't know what the rhyme or reason is to it.
Well, the funny thing is this. I said, I kind of vented my frustration at one point on the radio yesterday. I said, Sean must know somebody at Amazon because right now he left the subdivision right across from my campus, you know, that side street right there. I mean, you know the lay of the land out here. Yeah, it's right there. And he went from that subdivision and out onto Jaquinder and pulled right into your street. And I tracked it. And I wouldn't say he stopped at your house, but he stopped maybe a couple houses east and then just went and worked his way all the way out to 13 and Mound, down south of 12 Mile and Mound a little bit, and then came back this way, made a stop right around Dunkin' Donuts, or not Dunkin' Donuts, Tim Hortons here in the subdivision back there, which he was at earlier in the day, drove right past my turnoff, made a stop at the hospital complex, and then came back up into my subdivision 5.5 hours later. I mean, I was just frustrated. What the heck is he going all the way over there for when you were a block away from me?
Well, yeah, no, I get it. But did it come as promised? That's the key. Because if you didn't, you know, if it did, then if you didn't have that little tracker, you wouldn't know no better, and it game was promised, right? So that's the key. The tracker, don't watch the tracker. It'll drive you nuts.
Okay, you got me on that one because it's not supposed to be here till today. The package arrived a full day early. So if you want to go on your theory, you're 100% correct. And I shouldn't be complaining that it arrived a day early. But, you know, it says it's out for delivery at 10:49. It should be somewhere there between 11 and 2:30, okay? And then you get alerts, you know, that you're 10 stops away. That's another thing, too. When he was right here at Connie Street, across the field north of me, he was 3 stops away. The tracker's telling me 10, 5, 3 stops away. So I'm sitting there, I came downstairs, I sat in the lobby, I saw the truck from the lobby in the neighboring subdivision, and then poof, took off to the north and to the east. And I'm like, what the what?
Yeah, now you see, now I think I understand what happened. Your stuff was scheduled for today, so he puts that at the back of the truck, and he says, I got to get all my today stuff delivered as promised. And if at the end of the day, when I'm all done, I've got enough time to do these tomorrow packages, I'll drop them off a day early. That's what happened. Now, if you didn't have that tracker, you'd be tickled pink. You'd say, oh, my package came a day early. But that tracker is what drove you up the wall. So, yep, there you go. You got your package early. I don't know. If they say they're 2 stops away and they don't come within a little bit, then I'd be a little upset with that. Because, you know, you do, like you said, you go downstairs, you get ready for it and all that stuff. If it's 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, gets down 2 stops away, 1 stop away, and then when it gets to your stop, all of a sudden you're not there until 3 hours later. I'd be a little upset about that. What's the point of the tracker? Don't even do it.
Well, that theory makes sense. If he does all of his today stops that day, and then if he can get the tomorrow stops done early, okay, that makes sense. But then why am I still getting an alert? You know, I mean, phone's sitting on my coffee table, and I go, ping, oh, he's 10 stops away. Okay, I'll watch it. And he's working the subdivision due north between Jennifer Street and basically whatever that street is up by Kimmy Ho-Ho's. And he's working south, getting closer and closer, works his way out of the subdivision, gets to the stop sign at the Quinder, and instead of turning right to come to my campus, he turns left and heads north. So I even asked him, I said, I even had the countdown. He goes, well, I don't know about that. And I says, well, I know where your truck has been since 12:30. And, you know, I did what I did, but I mean, it's just, I don't understand. You give me the countdown, too? I don't know. Maybe you're right. I should just ignore the tracker until the guy actually shows up with it at my door.
Yeah, that part I don't understand. I understand why the tracker would say that you're 10 stops away, 8 stops, 5 stops, and then when it's, you know, 1 stop away, why all of a sudden it would be 3 hours later. That I don't like. I would bitch about that. But everything else sounds like, you know, you're ahead of schedule and all that. But you're right. It's they shouldn't be telling you that. They should know. I mean, how the hell do they? You know, how the hell, I'd have to find out how they predict that. I wonder if they do that just based on GPS and best guess, not taking into account that, you know, you might have tomorrow's packages, you know, at the back of the truck or something. I don't know. But they shouldn't tell you the, you know, 10-9-8 next stop and then not do that, because, you know, you make plans based on that. You know, yeah, good stuff. All right, I'm going to go through the drive-thru here at Starbucks, so I'll hear you, but I may not come back because I may be talking to the barista. W8FU.
No, I'll stand by after this. I was just going to say, yeah, your theory makes sense that they bring the next day deliveries with them, and if they can get to them, they can. If tomorrow, if they don't show up with them until the next day like they're supposed to, then they look like the golden people. and we look like the idiots. But, or I look like an idiot. I can't speak for all people. But, you're absolutely right. All right, W8RCY will be standing by.
Okie doke. We're going to do an iced coffee today. I don't know why. Just felt like an iced coffee instead of my espresso.
Must be the heat already outside. Phone says 77. So it's going to be a barn burner today, so it's going to be iced everything for sure. I doubt if I'll even drink coffee today because it's, I don't do iced coffee. I never liked anything iced in the way of coffee. But, I got plenty of Diet Coke, got plenty of iced tea. I'm good to go. Water, too.
Yeah, I was never a big fan, but I've grown to like it on certain occasions. It depends. But, man, I had a big old fat spider, garden spider, make a nest between my mirror and a shrub that I park next to. And I just rolled down the window and remains of the web are flinging around.
So are you going to have a day where you're staying inside the office, or are you going to be out on the road and out and about in this heat? I mean, vehicle has air conditioning, no doubt, but just being out in it, still going from place to place, stop to stop, meeting to meeting, that's going to take a toll on you, too. Hopefully you get to stay in.
Yeah, I'm going to head in, see what's going on. If everything's quiet, I've got more work to do down our way. So I may head down there and try to finish up some council configs that I'm working on. Other than that, I don't think I got any running around to do today. We'll see. I'll get in and find out what the lay of the land is. Don't know. I know we got Sterling Fest coming up. They had us program a bunch of radios for some volunteers. They're getting volunteers coming in from programs all over the place to work the Sterling Fest. And we had to take some stuff out of the radios if they were going to use them for this. And then they borrowed some of our cash radios. We have a whole cache of radios we loan out. They got a bunch of those. So all these summertime festivals.
Yeah, I'm kind of familiar with that, but on the GMRS side, because with the Troy Tower, they do the same thing. excuse me. When I first signed up with the Troy people, we learned about how their system works, but during the Troy Fest, which is about a four-day weekend kind of a thing around Labor Day, they take over that repeater, and GMRS traffic has to, step aside for 3 or 4 days, or actually it's more than 3 or 4 days, it's actually maybe 5 or 6 days because of the setup, the event, and then some of the takedown stuff that they had to use it for. But they haven't done it in the last, I've been around 5 years. They haven't done it in the last 2 years. I think they stopped using or doing it for whatever reason with COVID, and I think last year or the year before was the first year they brought it back. But they didn't use the repeater like they used to use. From what I heard from what Dave told me, the administrator back when he was the acting fire chief.
Yeah, of course, we thought about that when we were putting up the GMRS systems, And the problem with GMRS, it doesn't lend itself to emergency communications because, each person has to go get one of those licenses. It's not like you can all operate under one license. So from a non-amateur perspective, everybody has to go out and get one of these licenses to work it. And now in amateur radio, you know, that's part of the calling, and so to speak. And you know, everybody is specifically individually licensed. So it's similar, but you know, I can't emphasize this enough. I know I've said it a few times, but GMRS isn't a hobby. It isn't a hobby. People that say are just mistaken. It's a service. It's for families to run their data. It really isn't for individuals to talk to one another. The FCC's made that more than clear. That's why they came down on all the linking. And but, you know, if everybody's operating it to the letter of the law, then there's nothing prohibiting individuals from communicating with each other. But that is not what it was designed for. You know, the problem is people are afraid to use it like it was designed. Remember the, remember that, can't remember her name, but she had that really soothing voice, and she had the two guys that were working security. What was her name? But anyhow, she would get out there and direct them to their keep your tabs on them while they were working. They were using it right. They were using it the way it was supposed to be used.
Are you mentioning, excuse me, are you talking about Stephanie?
Yeah, I think that's who it was.
They're still around, and I still hear the guys on the tower out there, because it's the only tower I really listen to. I mean, it's the only one that's in my radio, in a sense. I mean, I have the old network system still in there. I'm not going to take that out, because I can still use the repeaters, whether they're connected or not. But I don't mean to go too much off on the GMRS thing. But I just referenced it with what Troy was doing years ago. Because Bill Jones, and you remember who he was, I believe. That name should be familiar. He was the one who set it up that way on some kind of writer, Class D writer or something. I don't want to talk about it too much over the air and tie up the airspace, but we can talk about it one day over coffee or something, what that was all about.
Yeah, Bill Nelson. But, yeah, it used to be you could set them up like a business license, and so you could have people in your business, you know, underneath what the single license. That might have been what he did. I don't know. But, hey, I arrived, so I got to get inside. Looks like I might be the only one here, so I got to get things opened up. I'll talk to you later. After your W8FU.
All right, stay cool, stay hydrated. If you're on the road, be careful, be safe, and make the best of it. W8RCY, we are clear as well.
WDA-KLL.
Go ahead.
Good morning, Jack. WDA-KLL. How you doing?
Oh, we're doing good here. How about you guys?
Oh, doing all right. Just sitting here watching a brisket. Smoke away on the smoker.
This morning, by your eyes, today is going to be 102 of you.
Yeah, I know it. It's supposed to be a hot one. That's why I put that, I put it on and let it go all night, during the night last night.
You know, it'll be done earlier, right? To deal with that heat out there.
Roger, roger on the heat. Yeah, it's already getting hot. Didn't hear you this morning on the GM.
Doing it 1 o'clock. That's the time I'll do it.
Yeah, I'll send you a picture of it. It looks beautiful. It's got a nice crust on it. And, yeah, it's looking really good.
Because you probably put the different seasoning on it, too, isn't it?
You know what? When I cook a brisket, I only put salt and pepper on it. That's it. Heavy salt and heavy pepper. It takes a lot of seasoning. But that's it. That's all I spend on a brisket. I want to be able to taste the flavor of the meat.
But you know what? Sometimes they do that. My daughter does that, and she puts a little bit of, around it, not on it, around it. She puts a green pepper around it. She cuts put a green pepper. And that would taste good, too.
Yep, roger that. I got to just decide whether sometimes I wrap it in butcher paper and it lets it breathe a little bit, or I'll put it, I'll wrap it up with tin foil, and the tin foil really seals it off and, you know, it gets it up to 203, 205 degrees in a hurry.
And also keep it moisture all the time. It doesn't dry out at all. And the taste of it is still be there.
Yep, roger on that. So, yeah, we'll send you a picture, Jack. Wish we could have you over, but we're heading north.
No problem. Always next time, anyhow. All right. We'll talk a little bit later. I got to have some coffee going. I'm going to have a cup of coffee right now, but I drink better than half. So, you know, that way I eat a little bit, too. Take care, and good talking to you. We'll talk again, anyhow, today. KFA DRC.
Okay, Jack, good hearing from you, my friend. We'll talk later. WDAKLO will be clear.
W8BPA model.
Clear. ABPR.
Did I hear that correctly? KAPR? Take it that's your new call sign? WARCY.
No, still the old one. ABPR.
Okay, I'll use the heat as an excuse that my hearing's going then. Okay, just checking. Need a radio check or anything while I'm here?
I'm sorry, hold on, I got a distract to hear with someone on the road here. What was the question?
I was just going to ask if you needed a radio check or anything while I'm on the air with you. I can give you a quick response, but now, like I said, I guess I'm hearing things and misunderstood, so you still got the old one. Copy that.
I'm all good. So, just heading from work. I got a doctor's appointment. I'm near Waterford. So, just on the way there.
Okie dokie then. I'll let you go. Just mercy way.
Okay, now I'll stay cool. 96 out here in the Pontiac area. Yeah, and but it's pretty out. Catch you later, ABAPR.
That was Phil out there, KFAGIC.
Yes, sir, Jack. How are you?
Very good with this lovely day. I'm here at Cass Lake, and really it's a little bit cooler here with that lake going on, you know, wind blowing good, you know, not too bad, really. And you're right about 96 here, too.
Did you say you're at Cass Lake?
Yeah, and there's a few boats going back and forth, too.
Well, you're right near my house. You know, you should be on the Dot 5. It's you're right under it.
I can go there. I'm on the Warner Theater.
Yeah, so are you on the lake, or are you just next to the lake?
Well, I'm at my sister's house. She's on Cass Lake, and I'm on top. She's got a balcony, and I'm sitting on top, and I can see the lake.
Oh, what street is she on?
No, I drove by it. Street says no outlet.
Yeah, there's a lot of those, but I'm just wondering. I know pretty much all the streets around there. So, yeah, like I said, you're probably 3/4 mile from my house right now.
I don't know if you know these houses here. There's a house that's got two vans. There's always parking the van inside, not inside the house, but outside. And I'm close by me about 3-4 houses down.
Yeah, well, what road is she off of? What, is she off of Catholic Road, Cass Elizabeth Road? How do you get to hers?
Well, I usually take Orchard Lake, make a right turn at the traffic light. And you know what that light, like, there's a party store there, it's like shopping mall, and across the street there's a bar or something like that. So I make a right turn there, and come with that big hum coming down, and that's the first creep to the right.
Okay, not sure exactly what you're talking about, but I know the there's Catholic group front. Are you on Catholic front?
No, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know, if you're going to be around listening?
No, I'm 5 minutes from where I have to be, so that's how long I'm going to be around.
All right. Well, good to hear you, Phil. Take care. KFAGRC.
Okay, Jack, I think we may go out on our lake, you know, which is Sylvan, which is right across the street from where you're at. So we'll probably go out on our boat this evening.
All right. Keep in touch if you want. I'll be here maybe till about 7 o'clock.
Okay, very good. Yeah, you're making it good to, I assume you're going to Warren, but, if you want to just be handheld anywhere in the out there, you know, switch to the 2.5, like I said, it's, you're only a couple miles from it.
Yeah, I had that repeater right on top of Ocean Lake was that, fire department, that's what I heard.
Yep, that's correct. Yeah, at least for another couple months. then we got to move it. So, all right. Like I said, I'm almost where I'm going. Catch you later. ABPR.
That's all good talking to you. ABFER, I believe. KFAGRC.
Bird says 100.
WZ8KLL.
W8VIK, Waterford, Michigan.
WD8KOL.
10-8-UDF.
KF80 Whale.
KF8 EFV Mobile.
WRO, NAWRO, KCKGO, India, listening.
Sure, and Tom, go ahead. This is NAWRO.
Well, since I don't have a mobile unit and I'm using Echolink, are we having a net tonight or is it on standby because of the weather?
We are having a net. Mike is running it, and he just gave a 15-minute warning on 7.2. So if you're going to be home, then maybe just check in after me because Wally's not checking in today.
Yeah, I think the All-Star link goes down because I tried Echolink, and I didn't hear anything back on the receiver.
I see. So... Can you make it, or is that like a no-go for the net for you tonight?
I can try staying in my backyard. I got, 10 minutes before it starts, so I'm going to try another HT. I got my wife and water, so I'm going to try that.
Okay, if we make it quick, I don't think they would mind a quick radio signal check, 7.2. I can be your tester if you'd like. It's up to you.
Yeah, give me a couple of minutes to work down some galumpies, and I'll be out on the back porch.
Clear. NAWRO.
KEPX, the National Weather Service has issued severe thunderstorm watch 541. This watch will be in effect until 12 a.m. For the following locations in southeast Michigan: Lenawee, Monroe, Washtenaw, Livingston, Oakland, Wayne, Macomb, and St. Clair. If we have any stations that would like to check in, please call Net Control at this time.
Whiskey Charlie, 8 Echo, Macomb County.
Whiskey Charlie, 8 Echo, from Macomb County. We got you checked in. You're going to be the key station for Macomb.
So I get one to take my place. We're conditioned green at 1912 local.
Copy, condition green. Appreciate the check-in. Anyone else wishing to check in, can call KGTX Net Control. Sorry, I may have doubled with somebody. This is KGTX Net Control. Go ahead.
KGTX from KEHJNF, St. Clair County. I'll be your key station here.
K K8JNS, got you checked in through St. Clair. I'm assuming your condition green at this time.
About to be. Just getting everything fired up here and figured I'd get in with you guys first.
Perfect. Appreciate you checking.
K8YMU, Macomb County to National Service DTX.
Go ahead with the call again, please.
Kilo SO8 Yankee November uniform, Macomb County. I'll be taking over as contact station for Macomb County.
Okay, Kilo Echo 8 Yankee November uniform. I've got you replacing Whiskey Charlie 8 Echo in Macomb County, and I'm assuming you're still condition green.
That's the professor at 19.
All right, thank you for the update.
MI5 Event 1, connected to UHF Hub.
KDTX, net control, and once again, National Weather Service has issued severe thunderstorm watch number 541. In effect, until midnight, includes eight counties in southeast Michigan, Lenawee, Livingston, Monroe, St. Clair, Washtenaw, Macomb, Oakland, and Wayne. Any station that has not checked in and wishes to do so, please call net control at this time. This is KDTX. KDTX and National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm watch 541. In effect till midnight for eight counties in southeast Michigan. Stand by for a special weather statement. Strong thunderstorms will impact Oakland County through 8:45 p.m. At 7:43 p.m., Doppler radar was tracking a cluster of strong thunderstorms along the line extending from near Oxford to near Milford. Near Hamburg, movement was to the east at 35. Hazard include wind gusts up to 50 miles per hour and half-inch hail. Gusty winds could knock down tree limbs and blow around unsecured objects. Minor damage to outdoor objects is possible. Once again, this is KDTX, net control for National Weather Service Severe Thunderstorm Watch number 541. Washtenaw County, stand by for the thunderstorm warning. This is KDTX, White Lake. The National Weather Service in Detroit Pontiac has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Washtenaw County to southeastern Michigan until 9 p.m. At 7:55 p.m., a severe thunderstorm was located over Grass Lake, or 10 miles southwest of Chelsea, moving east-northeast at 45 miles an hour. 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts. Expect damage to roof sidings and trees. A severe thunderstorm will be near Chelsea around 8, Dexter around 8:10, Ann Arbor 8:20, Whitmore Lake 8:25, Dixboro 8:30, Salem around 8:35. Other locations impacted by this severe thunderstorm include Hudson Mills, Pittsfield Township, Whitaker, Linden Township, Hudson Mills, Metro Park, Bridgewater, Delhi Mills, Pleasant Lake, and Barton Hills. Once again, this is KDTX National Weather. Oakland County, stand by to copy severe thunderstorm warning. This is KDTX White Lake. The National Weather Service in Detroit Pontiac has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southern Oakland County in southeast Michigan until 8:45 p.m. At 8, severe thunderstorms are located along a line extending from near Rochester to West Bloomfield, the south line moving east at 30 miles per hour. 60 mile per hour wind gusts and pin-sized hail are the possible hazards. Severe thunderstorms will be near Troy, Southfield, Pontiac, Novi, Birmingham, Rochester, Northville, and West Bloomfield around 8:05. Royal Oak around 8:15 and Detroit Zoo around 8:30 p.m. Other locations impacted include Franklin, Eagle Harbor, Waterford, Orchard Lake, Commerce, Lafayette Village, Auburn Hills, Bingham Farms, Remington Hills, and Pleasant Ridge. Once again, this is KDTX National Weather. This is KDTX, National Weather Service, Detroit. Severe thunderstorm watch number 541 is in effect until midnight for 8 counties in southeast Michigan. This is KDTX. Macomb County, standby for a severe thunderstorm warning. This is KDTX, National Weather Service, Detroit. Severe thunderstorm warning for Macomb County and southeast Michigan. Stand by. Severe thunderstorm warning for Macomb County until 8:45 p.m. At 8:21, a severe thunderstorm was located over Sterling Heights or near Troy, moving east at 40. Hazard is 60 mile per hour wind gust and penny-sized hail. Expect damage to roof sidings and trees. A severe thunderstorm will be near Warren, Sterling Heights, and Clinton around 8:25, St. Clair Shores and Mount Clemens around 8:30 p.m. Other locations impacted by this severe thunderstorm include Roseville, Shelby Township, Fraser, Utica, East Point, Washington, New Haven, Stony Creek, Metro Park, Centerline, and Clinton Township. This is KDTX National Weather.
KYNU Macomb County to DTX.
Macomb County, go ahead with your traffic.
Sir, we're conditioned yellow as of 2025.
Copy. Acknowledge condition yellow and the thunderstorm warning for Macomb. This is KDTX, National Weather Detroit. I'm sorry, station calling, repeat your traffic, I was on another radio. Station calling, KDTX, repeat your traffic.
KYNU, Macomb County to DTX. KYNU, Macomb County to DTX with a report.
Go ahead, Macomb.
At 2038, winds reported at 60 mile an hour, metro wind crashes.
And what was that location again, please?
It's going to be metro in Gratiot, Clinton Township.
Metro on the Gratiot, Clinton Township. I'll pass that along. Thank you. Sorry, Macomb. Once again, that was Gratiot and where again, please?
Be Gratiot Metro, also 16 mile road.
Gratiot Metro, thank you. Macomb, St. Clair, stand by for a severe thunderstorm warning. Severe thunderstorm warning for east central Macomb and southeastern Clair, St. Clair until 9:15. 8:42, severe thunderstorm was located near New Baltimore, moving east at 45. Hazards include 60 mile per hour wind gusts, This severe thunderstorm will be in Baltimore at 8:45, Algonac, Harson's Island around 8:50, Marine City around 9. KVPX. This is KVPX, National Weather Service, Detroit Pontiac. Severe thunderstorm watch number 541 is in effect until midnight for 8 counties in southeast Michigan. This is KVPX. This is KDTX, National Weather Detroit. The severe thunderstorm warning for East Central Macomb County is canceled. The severe thunderstorm, which prompted the warning, has moved out of the warned area. Therefore, the warning has been canceled. Also, a severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until midnight. And there is also a severe thunderstorm warning continues for break. And the National Weather Service continues the severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern St. Clair County until 9:15 p.m. This is KGTX, National Weather Detroit.
KYMU, Macomb County to KGTX.
Macomb County, go ahead with your traffic.
GTX, Macomb County is now in condition green as of 21:09.
Copy, condition green, 21:09 local. Thank you, sir. KDTX, National Weather Detroit. This is KVPX, National Weather Service Detroit. Severe thunderstorm watch number 541 still remains in effect until 12 p.m. local Michigan time. We currently have no warnings in effect. The last warning expired at 9:15 p.m. So once again, hang tight and we'll see where we're at going forward. This is KVPX, National Weather Detroit.
KDTX from St. Clair County, KHANF.
JNS, go ahead, sir.
Copy the severe thunderstorm warning expiring for our county, and I think we're going to drop it down into standby here and just kind of monitor everything for the rest of the evening.
Sounds like a plan to me, sir. Appreciate you being there. KDTX, National Weather Detroit. And this is KDTX, standby for an announcement. The National Weather Service has canceled severe thunderstorm watch 541 for the following areas in Michigan. This cancels 8 counties in southeast Michigan: Lenawee, Livingston, Monroe, St. Clair, Washtenaw, Macomb, Oakland, and Wayne. With that, we're going to go ahead and sit here and wrap up the net. I appreciate those stations that did check in this evening. If you have any other damage reports that might come trickling in later on, please forward those down to the National Weather Service office via NWS chat or email would be extremely helpful. Once again, thank those stations that participated. This is KVPX, National Weather Detroit, and we will be clear, returning the amateur radio network back over for regular amateur use. Good evening.
KYNU, Macomb County, 2G6.
MI5, Event 1, disconnected.
WD8KLL.